Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the 2020 East West Shrine Bowl on location at the Trade Winds Hotel, and we're speaking with the standouts, North Carolina Tar Heels offensive lineman Charlie Heck. Heck of a career, if I can use that. I don't be too corny, but what's it like being down here and you able to kind of showcase yourself?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's a great experience being here with all of the great players. I mean, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, and I'm not going to lie. If I flip through my notes right now, and I didn't know you were coming on, right there, East Practice Day 2, Heck doing a great job. So, right? Fair enough? I'm picking up what you're putting down over in Tropicana Field, right?
Yeah.
Now, you have that NFL bloodline. Your father, Andy, I believe, right?
Yep.
He was a National Football Leaguer, and I actually grew up watching him, so that's my day and age.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like just, you know, kind of following in those footsteps?
I mean, it's really exciting. I mean, since I can remember, it was a dream of mine, because he was always my idol growing up. Wanted to be like him. I had a brother, too, that played ball at Carolina. So just kind of following in their footsteps, it's a really fun time.
Are you the best one of the three?
I'd like to say so. I mean, I can't say that yet about my dad, but I think might have my brother beat out a little bit.
Are you guys competitive in a fun way about maybe teasing about it? Like maybe who's the best pass blocker, who's the best guy?
My brother and I a little bit. I mean, he's the weight room guy.
Okay.
He's got me beat in the weight room. He's a strength coach now at UNC. So he's got me there.
So, yeah, I'm sure you probably, yeah, fair enough. But hey, but you're about to go to this thing. What's it like coming down here and I think the offensive line, just because you guys are usually that cohesive unit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's it like lining up on the edge right now when you look over, you're used to seeing your teammate and you see some kid from, like, I don't know, like Mississippi State or something?
No, it's really cool. I mean, it's really cool because, you've heard about these guys before. You've kept up with some of them throughout, their season. So, I mean, it's fun to be here playing with them.
Yeah, and you've earned it. When you get that sense, you're playing in ACC, big-time program. You could arrive and things don't go your way.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get the sense that what you're doing on Saturdays, can get you an opportunity to make a living on Sundays?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think when, for me, it clicked was 2017. We were playing NC State against a really good D-line with Bradley Chubb and Kentavious Street. Justin Jones and B.J. Hill, all four guys are in the NFL right now. We did a really good job as an O-line. And to me, I was like, wow, these guys are legit and we're doing good against them. This dream is a possibility now.
And ever since then, you just kind of been blossoming. I ask all the guys to come on. I mean, if they threw you in the film room, they're breaking down the tape. I mean, what are these scouts going to love about what you bring to that tackle position?
Mm-hmm. So, a technician, long and athletic, and, somebody that still has so much untapped potential that he's just getting into.
Anything going, notice? I mean, maybe a film study, weight room warrior, team captain, maybe some of the systematics of the offensive line, maybe you didn't get in the pool as much, or maybe you wanted to be more pass pro, or...
No, I was voted team captain this past year on offense, so that meant a lot to me, coming from the team. Other than that, I mean, one of the hardest workers in the room, all that. But everybody here has gotten to this point.
Yeah,
I mean, they're hard workers, but, it's just a fun time.
It is a fun time. Now, you're smiling. You seem like a terrific kid. I mean, but when does that, I guess Saturday, at what point does nice Charlie Heck turn into a mean SOB?
For me, it's usually Thursday night.
Okay.
Not all the way. Yeah, okay. Obviously, you got to relax. You can't have the clench fist all the way up until game time.
Okay.
But, you really start to get focused then. Friday, you're just thinking about your job, what you have to do to accomplish that. Then Saturday, the second you get out on the field, you have to be ready to fight.
Nice. what are your best qualities? I mean, I know I asked you, but I mean, what do you just love doing out there? I mean, if you could run the same play, I guess, 100 times.
I love we were in a counter with the backside tackle pulling, so I love pulling out in space.
And getting just going.
Yeah, getting moving.
Seeing a guy my size and knowing you're knocking him 400 feet away. I love it. Charlie, again, we appreciate you taking some time, and we want to let you go, but we would love to keep you. But before we let you go, we always like to have some fun. We call it three and out. Ready to take a shot with some of those?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Any game day rituals?
I'm pretty relaxed as it comes. I just like to put on relaxing music, got my same playlist going, and just focus on what I need to do.
Fair enough. How about this one? Take us inside that Tar Heels locker room. You or a teammate, who had the most bizarre nickname, how they get it?
I don't think I can answer that question.
Okay, so there's a bad one. Yeah,
no,
No. Kind of when we get off the air, can you tell me?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Just so you know, till this day, the greatest one I've ever heard was Ryan Kerrigan. We were eating wings down at the Senior Bowl doing the interview, and I asked him that question. He said toaster. I guess things got crazy one night in Purdue, and somebody got a toaster tattooed on their stomach. That's impressive.
Yeah.
That when you wake up the next morning, you have a toaster.
Yeah.
Out of all the things. Right?
Yep.
The final one for you before we let you go, and I honestly think I've got all the offensive linemen from this game so far. Who's the biggest eater on the Tar Heels O-line, and what's the most impressive meal you've seen him eat?
I'd like to say myself, but I got to pass the belt to a guy named Marcus McKeithen.
Okay.
I've seen him take down an extra large Domino's pizza, followed by a Domino's sub, followed by the boneless wings, followed by lava cakes.
Wow.
Yep. So he's an eater.
So he has like the, you just to feed him, like the income of a third world nation probably,
yeah.
Right? That is wild. Hey, man, fantastic stuff. And again, I've been loving watching what you've been doing the last couple of days. Continued success, and we'd like to see you at the next level.
All right, appreciate it.
Thank you, Charlie. Once again, you're listening to Charlie Heck, the stand-up from USC here on the C2.
Pause the Pro NFL Draft exclusive.